chilling the world. I stay tuned to the Famous Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
When I'm always chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fame. He has the hottest podcast out there.
Oh, yes. Very informative.
When I'm home chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fame. He has the hottest podcast out here.
When I'm home chilling the world, I stay tuned to the Famous Podcast. It's the hottest message out there. Hey, y'all. When I'm at the spot just chilling, or when my car just driving around, I always listen to Faze. He keep it real. He say it was real. And that's one of the hottest podcasts around. I definitely suggest it. Check them out.
Better be careful what you advise, yeah. Cause you just might get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want a woman I can care for. Yeah. And she know how to get it. Cause I'm gonna give it to you, baby. Wanna do it in the morning, afternoon, and in the evening, freaking. Cause she wanna get it on, yeah. I had to speak with what I own, man, yeah. Cause it won't leave me alone.
So here's some more news. That some major updates that I found out about what happened this morning when there was something that opened fire, or we know who it was, but the IOF opened fire on the Palestinians that were attempting to get aid that was airdropped over Palestine, okay? So some facts that I had no idea about was they actually, Jordan came out and stated, we did not drop any aid over Northern Gaza. That didn't come from us. And after doing some more research, it turns out the streets started talking, and none of the other countries that helped drop that aid the other day dropped that aid. So people start sniffing around and start asking questions. Where did this aid, this mystery aid, come from? And you know what also struck everyone as interesting? They did this shit when it was dark outside. When have you seen any of them dropping aid when it's dark outside? This was a setup by the IOF and the IDF. They dropped aid in the middle of like the early morning or late night for them, in the middle of the dark, and then used, you know, the infrared scanning and all that so that they can take out as many targets as they could. This was a trap for the Palestinians, and that's something I had no idea that they did. I thought that they did this in the break of daylight because they had been doing this entire time, waiting for the aid to drop and then waiting for people to walk up to it and then shooting it. But this is different. This is in the middle of the dark, which means you use those people as target practice, shot in the middle of the dark and killed as many as you could. Where's the Hague, and why aren't any other Muslim countries upset about this? Because I, for the love of Lord Jesus Christ, can't even begin to fathom or understand how you could even try to pass this off as it not being a genocide. You literally used people for target practice, and you did that shit on purpose. You dropped aid in there that was not scheduled to drop. No one else even knew you were going to drop that aid. And the minute that aid dropped, you shot into the crowd of people, killing over 150 people and injuring over 1,000 more individuals. Israel did that shit on purpose. When is somebody going to actually stand up and say, okay, let's send some troops over there because this shit is getting crazy. It's getting out of hand. Guys, we're far beyond it being out of hand. I'm ready for Israel to get jumped at this point. Because this is some sick ass shit, if you ask me. I don't know about y'all, but this is crazy. So here's some.
So you hear what she's saying, fam. So you hear what she's saying. It said 100 people died and 700 people wounded. The crafty counsel Israel doing. And the United States has something to do with that too, because they working together, man. This is the stewing, y'all. This is the stewing. It's been stewing so long and so thick, like lava from a volcano. And when that lava come out, you already know it's gonna be some mess. And I don't understand all these people, all them countries, all them people over there allowing this to happen. Innocent people that had nothing to do with it. Oh, Faith, I don't want to hear that in the morning. I need to listen to some good stuff. I need to listen to... No, you need to learn the empathy. Sympathy. Knowing what's going on in this world so that you can prepare and get yourself in a mindset of what you need to be doing. If they doing that over there and you want to block it and blank it out of your mind and just try to tabulate out your mind like it doesn't exist, what's your mindset when it comes over here? Is it going to be a shocker because you're not prepared? Why get shocked on something that now you can get prepared for your mindset? These people over there in shock. Oh, Faith, you advocate for them. No, I'm not advocating for them. You know, right is right, wrong is wrong. You should have some sort of compassion about everything that goes on that is amongst the human race of people. Because we all are family. Regardless of, you know, our mindsets now. But we are, our mindset gonna change for the better in the future. But we got to understand why these people doing this. And he keep on killing these innocent people. And the people over there. And oh boy. Oh Lord. I'm like her. I'm like her. I'm so much ashamed. I'm so much. You see. I don't know. Y'all don't. I don't see. I'm looking at the big picture, the whole, you know, like I always tell you, my theme is, I believe in the Bible. I believe what the Bible going to say. And I believe what the Bible said he going to do. And so far, it's been panning out like it said it was going to do, right? So I'm watching this as a big movie. Like I always tell you, I'm sitting back, analyzing, checking this out, trying to see how this gonna pan out on how Israel and all this and all that and this and that and that. And I look at, and from us being stolen property and in prison of war, captured in a situation that we can't get out of, you know what I'm saying? Over here, over yonder, black man and black woman in America, right? I'm looking at, damn, the world is that weak? When United States went over there and burned Gaddafi and all them, everybody was hyped up to go in there. But where's the... Where's the... allowing this to happen? See, that's why I say, fam, that's why I tell you, it's no righteous leadership in the world who's leading. They, with all due respect to me, they cowards. Yeah, you know, they can go out here and get somebody to kill me and this and that and that and this and that and this and that and kill this and that and this and that. Oh, yeah. Oh, good. But now when it comes to something major, something really, really serious about other people's lives, then you see where your heart at. All these little politics. What makes it right for one nation to tell everybody in the whole world to shut up and sit back and don't say nothing while they slaughter other people in this world? That's why the black man and black woman, Latino man and Latina woman, and Native Indian man and Native Indian woman, that's why the Most High put us in charge in this world, because we wouldn't allow this to happen as a nation. We wouldn't allow all this stuff like this to happen as a nation. And we had our nation, and we already know our nation would have been strong. We already know our nation would have been the shit. Judah, we already knew that. Ain't no doubt in my mind. If we wasn't in the position that our poor forefathers put us in, we wouldn't even tolerate this. Well, hell, the world wouldn't even be this way. It wouldn't even got this thick. But now they took the comfort of the earth away and put it back in the storage while the wicked of the earth start reminiscing and doing all this stuff. Now realize this, man. All this faking the funk, all this little scrolling and all this other stuff, man. We gotta learn. We gotta get it. We sit back here and be like, man, happened to me. Turning your neck, trying to act like you ain't trying to see nothing. And everybody out here, and I'm just wondering, what's the outcome gonna be? All this mess out here, why is it the outcome never be peace and let people live their life with their family and loved ones and pray to the Most High and do what the Most High requires to do as the people in this world? Other than running behind the Catholic Church that told all these lies, now we get all this with the Leviticus Church. Because I don't understand this. This is what I don't understand. And maybe, you know, this is learning situation. You know what I'm saying? So somebody just plot on there, write it on the script, put it on there so all of us as a people can understand. If the churches of yesteryears was coming with this ideology now, why is the highest ranked Catholic and the Leviticus Church allowing and thinking with the IS is not for real? Why is they not putting the world in a better place? Why is it no light in the world? You know what I'm saying? Why it ain't? I'm just wondering why. Because we got to make all this make sense, man. We got to make, that's what I'm saying. We walking in this world and we seeing this and we are working, checking out this and trying to stay afloat so we won't be broke and all this other stuff. And we can, and we see these people out here bringing immigrants and bringing all this little crafty counseling, trying to get people riled up and do all some stupid stuff, getting ready to jump off. But they want us to be mad. But we got to allow them other people, nation. We got to come away from that, because the Most High said we should allow to put a king over us that not in our nation. But we want to talk about Democrat, Republican. What have, if the Democrat is the Ku Klux Klan then and now, and a Republican was all right then, but Ku Klux Klan now, why am I going to participate in that? I got to vote. You know, I used to advocate for vote because I can't say nothing. I know voting help in a little situation. Voting just make you feel important. But if voting was so important and all this, why do people got to go up there and protest? If your vote and you run for the right person and the people this and that, why is your vote you got to go out here and protest about more wages and this and that? And they've been saying that since I was a little boy. The same song they've been playing when I was a little boy, they playing with y'all. That's the game. Messing up your mind, trying to get you to play their game, but you got to be smarter than that. Now, we got people in the leadership, army, military, all them walking around with their chest built out, but they ain't got a lick of wisdom. A lick of wisdom. You might have book sense, but you ain't got common sense. And that's something else. That was some of y'all missing, some common doggone sense. Mr. Common Sense, where you at? Mr. Common Sense. There you go, Faith, making off, making talk about people again, and you call yourself trying to do the right thing with the I stutterbot, my bad. I apologize for that stutterbot. Calm down, babe. You know I stutter a lot when I get excited now. Okay? Alright. So let me get my point across. And don't let me get excited. We hear a lot of people talking what you talking, Faith. But what are they doing? Everybody talking noise, but they ain't doing nothing. What you think, babe? You done stutter about? Yeah. All right. I ain't want to interrupt you. I ain't want you to bite. Well, you know, I hear that too, stutter box. But I don't know. Everybody say they got the answer and everybody talking, you know. But you already know what I be talking about. The Most High trying to get us back to where we need to be prepared. I'm the cheerleader. You know what I'm saying? So I know people talking about this, thinking that, just like you was telling me the other day, Stud, about the cryptocurrency, why are they doing all that cryptocurrency and the money ain't right and stuff like that. The conversation, the long conversation we had about that. Very long. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, they are with that shit. Yeah. You tell her, Faye. I know that stuff about, you know, we got to realize, fam, that we got to get our minds in a situation and realize something. Before you agree with someone, ask yourself, is this person mentally mature enough to grasp the concept of different perspective? We all have different perspective. If not, there is no point on which to agree. You know, I get that. And I understood that. I didn't understand that until I read that. And then when I'm throwing out my podcast, talking to people, getting to know people and stuff like that, I'm like, and some people just shy me off because of different perspective. You know, because you don't like the way I say things, or the way I see things, or the way I narrative things. What am I saying that is wrong? Because in perceptive, but truth comes with that. And lies fold up with that. You can only have a folly and a lie perceptive for a small amount of time, because lies always crumble. But perception of truth, being real, but that's what we ain't got. That's what we ain't learned. Where was that spit when we was talking about Stutterbox, about Stutterbox, you got me all thinking. About the thing about the thing, man. You know the thing about the thing. Oh. You talking about the shit. Make America good again. Yeah, I'm like you. I don't understand how a black man can say America were great with to him. I can't understand that too, Study Bark. That's why I say, man, you know, our mindset is different. That's why the answer your question is, they talk and this and this, and this is what the mindset of molested is. You know, if we the elect, and we the elect, we supposed to be in a high standard. And our vibration is supposed to be high. You agree with that? Yeah. So we got to be on a high vibration like that, Faye. So you got to understand who we are. I mean, you know that stuff about, because if we don't understand and knowing the frequency and get the knowledge that we know who we are, then we ain't gonna go on a high vibration. That's why we can't go nowhere, man. We stuck like Chuck, like this, sitting in the game, and our feet just shaking because we want to be in the game so bad. We ready for to get in the game, but we can't get in the game. Deuteronomy 28:68 said, no man ain't gonna get us out of this but the Most High. But the days are flying by. Y'all fam, y'all got to really realize what's going on, man. And y'all need to be taking this stuff seriously. Now, you heard about that information, Stutterbox, that you was telling me about Putin. Talking about Putin, that Putin speech. Yeah, the Putin speech. You remember, you was telling me about that? You showed me that? Let the people hear. All right, Stutterbot, calm down. We good. All right, Stutterbot. All right.
Live now from Fox, and I do want to get back into some of the international headlines right now as Russian President Vladimir Putin warning the U.S. against any deeper involvement in Moscow's war with Ukraine, saying there's the risk of a global nuclear conflict. Alex Hogan with Fox News joining us now live with more on that blunt warning from Putin. Good morning, Alex. A lot to this.
A lot to break down. Hi, Josh. Thanks for having me. So some very strong words that we heard from Russian President Vladimir Putin warning the West not to interfere, and that if there is further interference, he says there could be a nuclear conflict. He had made all of these comments at this speech today. This was a speech that he gave to Parliament, this annual address. And as I mentioned, very strong words saying that the West is trying to interfere and arguing that the vast majority of Russians fully support the war in Ukraine.
See all this fighting that is going? Matthew 24:6 talking about when you hear wars and rumors of war, don't be dismayed. Then you go to 7, it's talking about nations against all nations and stuff like that. These are the prophecies that manifesting out here, y'all. These are the things that Putin is doing to us, and we getting ready to go. Well, they gone. So what the deal, y'all? Everything rolling. You know, Putin making strong threats, and we sitting here tap dancing and Billie Jean and Get It Girl and Get It Boy and out here. You know, things always, I don't know what they got to do, man. I don't know what the mentality of why United States want to sit up here and have wars and start this stuff with Russia. And you can't keep playing with people all the time. People are like, stop playing, man. Stop playing, man. All right, yo. Now, I done told you to stop playing, man. Yo, I ain't gonna tell you no more. Next time you do it, yo, for real. So stop playing. Oh. You. Okay. So what level of that we're on right now? Because evidently He got a secret. They already in the bunker and got us common man and common woman sitting out here ready to die. The earth is given to the hands of the wicked.
Bullets fly, another gone. All the wings ain't worth that loss. We've been down for way too long. Getting tired of holding on. I remember nights that I was lonely, far from being holy. Had to keep it on me, shawty, it bro. Had to keep my gun, pour up some liquor for the ones we lost. And I'm still grateful for all the time we got. Some of my niggas never really got that shot. I won't let them down, I make them proud the way I move. You know I represent everything I do. Down and out, falling in.
Breaking news. It looks like things ain't going too high in the cabinet for Bibi and Biden, okay? It looks like their relationship is getting a bit too tumultuous and it's getting too toxic right now. And Biden ain't happy with the way that Bibi been running the show. He ain't the first and he ain't gonna be the last. Let's get into it. So Biden demands Israel reports on international law violation within 45 days or lose the U.S. aid, okay? Now, it turns out that the U.S. is growing weary of Bibi's continuous violations of international law because if y'all don't remember, there was just recently an ICJ hearing where Israel was tried by South Africa and accused of breaking international laws. That in which the ICJ determined that they did, in fact, break some international laws. And there are some other things that does qualify under genocide. However, that doesn't mean that anybody's going to enforce these changes, right? So the UN sat back and, you know, they thought about it, did absolutely nothing. Biden himself is being put on the chopping block next. Now, his day has not come, okay? The United States is also being accused, the United States and the UK are being accused of being complicit with genocide. And not only that, also, you know, their crimes against Yemen, because even today, they're still dropping bombs on Yemen. Friday, yesterday, they heard that Yemen, since October 7th, have been, since they heard about what's going on every Friday, that Yemen, the Yemenis have decided to come outside, millions of them, and they do their prayer outside and they march for the Palestinians, okay? So let me show y'all. Now, obviously, we'll talk about this a little bit more in depth, but this is the reason why Biden and the UK are now being put on the chopping block. Now, their case has not come up yet, okay? So clearly, there are things going on in his case that he needs to, like, he's trying to get Israel to walk a fine line, so to speak, because there's no way that they're going to get out of this mess if Bibi keeps going and suppressing fire. Like, at some point, somebody's going to stop what he's doing, and he's not trying to understand that, and Biden is getting real tired of having to repeat himself. Bibi was told to keep the casualties down to a minimum, steer clear of the journalists and the aid workers. That means UNRWA, Red Crescent, Red Cross, anybody attempting to gather aid, you cannot block them from getting aid there. You also must allow the UNSC, the UN Security Council, and the UN aid to come through, okay? Either the Egyptian border or come through the other side. But either way, you cannot block them, and you must provide provisionary security measures to allow said aid to get in, right? Now, they also let him know you cannot evacuate people to a certain area and then proceed to go in to bomb that area. You cannot do that. We just told you to keep them casualties down to a minimum, okay? You should only be going after your target and your target only, okay? Now, mind you, Bibi has already ignored what the UN has told him to do in the past, so it's not looking too good for him at all. And then on top of that, you were just recently told the same thing, that in which you swore you would comply, but then went back and did the opposite. Bullshit, right? So basically, Netanyahu, if y'all know, he evacuated everybody from Khan Yunis all the way to Rafah. Evacuate people from the north all the way to the south, okay? So, in Ramallah, in the West Bank, all that, he evacuated them all the way to Rafah. Now, Netanyahu, just days after evacuating all these people to this designated safety area, has asked his, he's instructed the Israeli army to draft plans for evacuating the Gazan population from Rafah and eliminating battalions in the area, right? But that's not the issue, okay? The issue is he asked them to come up with a plan, but instead they decided to go in and start killing more people in the midst of this. So he has evacuated absolutely none of those Palestinians, but instead went to go kill them, and the numbers is still reaching high. So now everybody's getting sick and tired of his bullshit, and they really just want to disassociate themselves from him. So all this is going on while Antony Blinken is literally going from territory to territory to territory. I mean, he going to Egypt, Qatar, he going to, you know, the Palestinian Authority, he going to Tel Aviv, he literally going to Jordan, Syria, all these places all around the Middle East, putting his life at risk, because if y'all remember, there was supposed to be a peace treaty. This is about the third, fourth peace treaty, okay? Now, previously in the past, Bibi has been accused of being non-complicit. He done got away with all this bullshit. He's calling it war. They're standing up for him. They're giving him everything he wants and he needs, and he's still being non-complicit, just acting like a child, a big-ass child, and he's not willing to listen to anybody. And on top of that, he's extending the war to become a regional war, and now America got to go back and back him up. So even they're getting tired of this man. Like, they're like, look, bro, like, at some point, you got to cut this shit the fuck out. It's either this or that, because you got eight different struggles going on at one time, and you don't have enough manpower, money, or resources to be able to see this through to the end. It's time you read the writings written all over the walls, okay? At this point, you need to get this shit together, and I mean quick, and I am not playing. So basically, Antony Blinken showed up just to let him know that after the peace treaty, the most recent peace treaty fell through, and the numbers continue to skyrocket in the amount of martyrs that have been coming directly out of Palestine, in particular Rafah, where he just evacuated a bunch of innocent civilians too. And it already had been determined by the ICJ that you got to keep them numbers low, boo. If you want to find your way up out of this situation, keep them numbers low and keep your eyes on the prize. But instead, Bibi has been doing exactly what the whole world has known what he's been doing, which is ethnically cleansing the land and killing as many people as he can just because he wants to, right? Stick with me. So now it's at the point where Joe Biden and UK have not been brought up on their charges. Their case is still pending. South Africa is still taking them to court. Nicaragua and several other countries is taking them to court as well. And Joe been telling BB keep it low this whole time, but they don't want to listen. He been trying to get a peace treaty signed, something, just something that'll basically like lower the tension and the amount of kickback they gonna receive at their court hearing. But BB ain't been listening. And now Joe is at the point where he like, look, I've had enough, okay? It's either this or that. And if you try to take it there, you gonna find out on your own just how real this motherfucking can get, okay? So basically, now it's got so bad because even after the ICJ hearing, he's been doing too much. The ICJ Court of Justice will conduct a public hearing regarding the request for an advisory opinion on the legal consequences arising from Israel's policies and practices in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem. So UNRWA has been destroyed completely in East Jerusalem, and on top of that, there's been protesters trying to attack the people that worked at UNRWA. The Israeli citizens and settlers are blocking the aid from coming through, which is another thing that the ICJ said that they could not do. So basically, boom, 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 you're not following no instructions whatsoever, and they have sufficient evidence. Now they're opening up the opportunity for other countries to vote on whether or not they should overturn their decision, which they should. And on top of that, the premises on which they're trying to do it, because they're too much of a pussy to admit the fact that they made the wrong decision, the premises on which they're going to do that is the consequences arising from Israel's policies and practices in the occupied Palestinian territory, which is basically short of saying we don't want this shit to spread to our country, and we need to stop the shit before it goes any further because it's affecting our pockets the long way. We thought this shit would be done and over with by now, but it looks like we made the wrong decision because that man assured us that this shit would be done and over with. We would have got that natural gas in our hands by now and all would have been restored. But it's looking like he's genuinely trying to turn it into a year-long war, and they say, ain't gonna happen, motherfucker. Joe, you better get your boy. And basically, Joe said, I'm not motherfucking playing with you. You better figure this shit out, and I mean quick, and I am not playing. playing. Because if my ass go up on that chopping block, trust and believe you will be sitting right underneath it when I got to go and face the motherfuckers. Fix this shit. So now, I don't know, BB. You may want to listen to Joe this time because he don't look like he playing no games. And as an American citizen, I can tell you this straight up. One thing about America, they'll allow you to think that you playing them until they get sick and tired of playing your game. And then they will show you that quite literally your game was nothing but a puzzle piece to their game this entire time. They will double cross your ass in the worst possible way when you least expect it. That's some shit you will never fucking forget. You think I'm lying? Baby, I'm a black woman living in America. You may want to listen to Jody Joe this time. You may want to go ahead and listen to him. I don't know, but...
Now, I feel what she's saying, but I kind of disagree with that. Because majority of all the people that's in the high government or ISH people, Jewish people, is not for real people. And they got the highest ranking thing, offices out there. So Israel, the Jewish people are running America anyway. So Biden is not running nothing. Biden just a puppet. And they just sitting up here trying to stagger time, because they still giving them weapons and stuff like that. They all in one, Israel, Britain, and United States. They are in one, the three-headed dragon. That's who the three-headed dragon is right now. Because if America do something, they go bread. Now, Israel out there, they the same people doing the same thing. Let's analyze. And it's so much of a crafty council, y'all. A crafty council. Now, I was coming to this content and I thought it would be really enticing to most of y'all women out there running to the hospital. Right? You know, and I'm just going to let you hear it.
As we've reported recently, life expectancy in the United States is now at its lowest level in nearly two decades. And the projected lifetimes of Black and Native Americans are shorter than for white Americans. New research offers an insight on a potential factor driving this disparity. It finds that Black people live longer in areas with more Black primary care doctors.
That's why even, ladies and gentlemen, even in modern medicine, we're recognizing that the African body does not react in the same way to medicines and other things as does the European body. Now doctors are beginning to realize what they realized even in the 60s and 70s, but because it was politically unwise, they did not talk about it. And that was the idea that you must take the ethnicity of the individual in mind if you're to give them the best medical treatment.
Caduceus, okay? It is a symbol for medicine. I would bet you $100 that if you went to your doctor, next time you go to your doctor, and ask him or her if they can tell you what this symbol is. I guarantee you they can't. They don't know. They don't realize, number one, that this symbol is African. It comes from Kemet, from Egypt. They also don't understand that this symbol is a symbol for the human body. It represents you. The ball at the top of the symbol represents your mind. The staff that extends from the ball is a symbol which represents your spinal column. The two serpents intertwined around the staff represent the flow of energy, whether it's electrical energy that moves through your spinal column, or whether it's the flow of blood, the circulatory system through your body. It represents the flow of energy.
It looks like my suspicions on what Putin may be doing in the Middle East is indeed accurate, okay? Because Putin has been very loud about his support for the Palestinians. And on top of that, he's been making, baby, this is chess, not checkers. And if y'all have watched the way North Korea, China, Iran, and Russia have moved during this entire ordeal, you'll understand why it relates back to what's going on in Palestine. What they're going through with Ukraine is something, it's not new. It's not new at all. It's nothing new. However, I genuinely believe America agitated that situation made sure it blew up in front of their faces so that they would be distracted and could not get involved in what's going on in the Middle East. But it didn't work, because America also did the same shit with Taiwan and the Philippines and tried to strike some shit against China. Because Taiwan and the Philippines, they be beefing with China every now and again. But China went swinging his peen, his denai, and let it be known, baby, this ain't what you want. This ain't the smoke you waiting for, okay? The way I will literally obliterate y'all is crazy. I suggest y'all go ahead and don't let America put that battery in your back, baby, okay? Because you and your whole bloodline can get it. And Taiwan and the Philippines was like, oh, all right. This shit ain't over, but don't worry. We'll chill out for right now. And the way that Putin literally swept through Ukraine like it was nothing, swept them hoes, mopped the floor with them bitches, okay? And on top of that, it wasn't Ukraine that was actually fighting in that fight. It was mainly soldiers from the NATO, and we just found that out. Well, either way, Big Boot and all them, they swept right through that shit and still went forward and made sure that they built their base into Syria so that they also was close enough to, you know, get to the issue, okay, that's going on in Gaza. So basically, Putin has, every day, he has made sure he has come out and said some things about what's going on, the genocide in Gaza, and that he supports the Palestinians. And not only does he actively support it, he's going to go in and do what he can do to make sure this shit stops. So he's the enforcement that we have right now outside Iran, Lebanon, and Yemen, okay? So as of today, he came out and stated the bloodshed in Gaza must be stopped. Now, why is this important? Don't worry, I got you. Remember last week when we told y'all that North Korea was sending over all these artillery shells? Okay, well, they just did it again. They just did it again. Okay, 3 million artillery shells. This time they sent more. This is 10 times more than the entire the EU provided to Ukraine. Okay, they sent it again. Now, previously, the United States, when they sent it the first time, the United States criticized Russia for receiving that and North Korea for sending it, okay? Basically pointing it out to the whole world, like, look what they're doing. They're a threat. They definitely possess nuclear power, and they're basically trying to come at us. Basically fear-mongering the whole world that they need to be stopped, right? Big Poop responded, was like, who said that? I ain't received no packages. And America basically said, you know we can see you, right? Like, we can see you lying straight to our face. And Big Pooh said, well, you would know. It takes one to know one. So, ho. And right after that, he received another package. Now, I specifically told y'all before that them artillery shells was going directly into that new base that they built in Syria. And it looks like I was 100% right, because they just received another shipment from North Korea. It's a girl. This man got more shells. He got more rounds than the whole EU. You in danger, beloved. You are in danger. Now, I know you think you're not, but hear me out. Putin is currently planning to take new steps to support Palestine, and this is new news as of today. Izzy, baby, protect your neck. It's finna get real. Baby, the ride's about to get real bumpy, okay? Because Egypt and Russia and North Korea and China are all involved with Iraq and that new currency that's about to come out. Palestine has the natural gas that the whole world wants. And you are the only thing standing in between that man and that natural gas. Good God Almighty. To me, it sounds like you the next one up on the chopping block, beloved. If you can't see the writings written all over the walls, I don't know what to tell you. Because you are actively bombing three separate places, Syria, where their base is at currently. To me, that sounds like an entrance into this situation. And it sounds like Russia is saying, now it's my problem. You're bombing Syria where my base is. Now it's my problem. And now I can get involved. Don't that sound a lot like D-Day to y'all? I don't know about y'all, but that sound a whole lot like what America did in the sea when they waited for Germany to bomb their submarine and use that as an excuse to get involved with D-Day and get involved with the Holocaust in Germany. Not they pulled a page out of your own book, America. That's what you get. You're bombing Lebanon, the southern Lebanese border, and what other country are they bombing? They're bombing a third country. I know. Oh, Palestine. So you're actively bombing three separate countries. You're running out of money. You're running out of armory. The U.S. and the U.K. can't even get over there to help you, baby. They can't get over there for shit to help you. Baby, you're next up. You might want to hold your edges and hold your wigs. Hold on to something and hold it tight. Because shit's about to get bumpy, baby. Whew. What y'all think? Because I personally think that I'm 100% accurate on this. I have called this entire time. I said, give him some time. He gonna find a way. If I know poop, he gonna find a way, baby, to get down there and get what he need. And I don't think it's just about the natural gas. I think it's about the simple fact that America has played too many games with too many people, and it's smarter for them to have the Palestinians on their side, because the Palestinians are smack dab in the middle of the Middle East. You get what I'm saying? And there's so many countries that support the Middle East. By them running in and protecting the Palestinians and helping out, I feel like this was always a part of their plan. However, it's definitely going to make Russia look a whole lot better to the whole world. And America basically just served it up on a silver platter for them. You gave them your white cape, America. And I don't think it's any coming back from this, baby. I don't think it is. Anyways, let me...
Might be the time, as the United States, Iran, Russia, China, Israel, they are all putting in their two cents with a World War III. And this is trending all over the internet and social media right now with concerns of what's taking place. Now, stick around to the end. I'm going to be sharing with you my thoughts on this as well. But as you know, this all started about a week ago when Israel was attacked by the terrorist group Hamas. Now, Israel vowed to strike back, said they were at war with Palestine, and they said that they would be attacking the Gaza Strip, and they have been defending themselves. Now, today, they said that they will strike by land, sea, and air, and will leave the Gaza Strip a pile of rubble as a result of what has taken place in Israel. Now, this morning, Iran has said that if Israel does this, that there will be a huge earthquake in Israel as a result of Iran striking Israel. Now, today I'm going to be sharing with you video footage that just came out an hour ago from the United States' response and stance on this, as they're saying they will defend Israel. Now, in addition to that, reports coming out that China and Russia are saying that the United States needs to watch who they defend, as they're also saying they could get involved in different wars as well, and we potentially could be looking at a World War III, as I mentioned, trending all over the internet and social media right now, as growing concern takes place with nation rising against nation today, October 15th, 2023. Now, I'm going to be sharing with you the latest video footage, like I said, so you can see it for yourself, and I know this is not what anybody wants to hear. However, if you appreciate the updates, keeping you up to speed on everything taking place, don't forget, smash the like button for me. Just helps out with the algorithm, takes a second, and if you want to stay up to date on everything that's going on, hit the subscribe button, turn on the notification bell. I'll not only keep you up to date with the conflicts going on, but also in the United States, what's happening with Congress, legislation, our economy, what could help out you and your family, and what to prepare for. But with that being said, let's go ahead and dive right in and take a look at the video footage that just came out today, a couple hours ago, from the United States and their response to what's taking place with Israel and Palestine.
Joining us now, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, a Republican who serves on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Senator, welcome back. Let's start with this conversation about U.S. boots on the ground. You heard Admiral Kirby say, not ruling anything in or out, but you've called for special operators to go in.
We have specially trained warriors in the Army and the Navy whose main mission is to rescue American hostages wherever they may be. Of course, those decisions have to be made based on the intelligence and the facts on the ground, but it should never be ruled out that American soldiers will save American lives. This is the worst attack on Jews since the Holocaust, but it's also one of the worst terrorist attacks on the American people in recent times as well. We now have 29 Americans killed, and at latest reporting, 14 are unaccounted for. So if there is an opportunity for America's elite warriors to save American citizens, that's the responsibility of our government. It's not the responsibility of the government of Israel.
So we're all now still trying to make sense of this. I don't think we can. Hamas operates in a way that, well, I don't know if this is just about sheer terror, if it was just trying to take Jewish lives or what it was, but there's one opinion piece over the New York Times has this theory. Perhaps because Hamas knew that Israel would then respond by inflicting even more suffering on Gazans in ways that would make Hamas more popular. Do you worry that what's happening now will lend credence to the argument that Hamas makes to disaffected young people that Israel...
President Nicolas Maduro's government has issued an ultimatum to the United Nations Human Rights Body. The UN staffers have been given 72 hours to pack their bags and leave the country. President Maduro's government has accused the United Nations of supporting the opposition and plotting a change in leadership. Venezuela's foreign minister said that the United Nations Human Rights Body had a colonial mindset.
República Bolivariana de Venezuela The Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela announces its decision to suspend the activities of the Technical Advisory Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights in Venezuela. That is why we request that the personnel assigned to this office leave the country within the next 72 hours until they publicly rectify before the international community their colonialist, abusive, and violating attitude toward the United Nations Charter.
Razón por lo cual solicita que el personal adscrito a esta oficina.
Now the United Nations say they do not want to act in a hurry and are evaluating next steps.
I mean, literally, I saw the news as I was walking in. I'm not saying it didn't happen or it happened. I just personally need to confirm what happened so I can react in a proper way and I don't have to retract myself 5 minutes later.
Now, the deportation of the UN officials comes just 2 days after the UN Human Rights Office expressed concerns over the arrest of a prominent Venezuelan human rights activist, Rocío San Miguel. Miguel is the founder of a non-governmental organization which investigates extrajudicial killings by the Venezuelan security forces. She was arrested by authorities in the country's international airport while waiting to fly out. The UN body has condemned the Maduro government for violating basic human rights and demanded the release of Miguel. However, Venezuela's public prosecutor says the activist was arrested for taking part in a plot to assassinate President Maduro.
San Miguel's mission in the operation was to communicate in real time the progress of the terrorist actions that would be developed. I'll leave you to ponder that.
The United States has voted against four different UN Security Council resolutions that called for peace in Gaza. The vast majority of countries on Earth have called for a ceasefire. However, the United States is standing in the way of the entire international community and preventing peace in Gaza. On February 20th, the United States used its veto power in the UN Security Council to block a resolution that was introduced by Algeria that called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. The official United Nations news agency created a very useful graphic that shows the 15 members of the UN Security Council, and you can see that 13 of the 15 members voted in support of this resolution. The UK abstained, and the US was the only country that voted against it. But because of the structure of the UN, five countries have permanent seats. Those are the victors of World War II, the US, the UK, France, Russia, and China. And that gives them veto power, which means the United States is able to prevent the resolution from being passed. And the UN Security Council is the only UN institution that actually has teeth, that actually has the ability to implement resolutions. So this all goes to show that the United Nations is fundamentally paralyzed because the structure was created in a way where the United States can control everything that happens and the US can unilaterally prevent the entire world from implementing a resolution. And Washington has done this four times in the 4 months since October. Back.
We know about the Berlin Conference, where literally they got together and split up Africa and said, well, who's going to take different parts? We know about King Leopold killing more people. Let me be very clear, killing more people in the Congo than Hitler killed Jews in Europe. We can go on and on and on how the French, how the British, how the United States, all of these countries, raped and pillaged the continent of Africa. Now we have the caucasity of Eric Prince, the founder of Blackwater, the largest private military company in the world. He actually said this in a recent interview.
All this talk of illegal migration in Europe, in the United States, it ultimately comes down to a contest of what is governance. Who is governed, which countries are governed well? And if so many of these countries around the world are incapable of governing themselves, then it's time for us to just put the imperial hat back on to say, we're going to govern those countries if you're incapable of governing yourselves, because enough is enough. We're done being invaded.
Because our own national security risk is at stake.
Exactly.
National security interests are at stake.
You can say that about pretty much all of Africa. They're incapable of governing themselves and benefiting their citizens, because the governments there are all about looting and pillaging and lining their pockets and going shopping in Paris instead of actually
making their country
better.
All right, hold on a second. People on the left are going to watch this. They're going to say, wait a minute, Eric Prince is talking about being a colonialist again.
Absolutely. Yes. Enough. Because if you go to these countries and you see how they suffer under absolutely corrupt, made-up governments that are just criminal syndicates, the people of Africa, the people of Latin America, a lot of them deserve better. Now, some countries are really getting it together. Look at what El Salvador did. Bukele, murder capital of Latin America, he said, no more. Now El Salvador is safer than Prince William County.
And he took
just
all
south
the,
of Washington, D.C. He put all the MS-13 guys
in prison.
Ecuador, about to do the same thing. New president there. The previous presidential candidate had been assassinated. But new guy gets elected. He announces he's contracted with the same building contractor that they built the prisons in El Salvador. Going to build them in Ecuador. The prisoners there, the cartels revolt and try to take over the capital in Ecuador a couple weeks ago. So it's not all bad. There's some great governance.
I like
Argentina. God bless Milei. I mean, yes. So, but the countries that cannot fix themselves, particularly in Africa, the worst. It's time to think about other governance options, because they are clearly not capable of self-government.
See, Africa, you see what these colonialism, white supremacy, KKK people be talking about. That y'all are not capable of running your country. Y'all are incompetent in running your country. You don't know what you're doing with that yellow helmet on that yellow small cheese bus. This is the mindset that they have on y'all. This is why he said they do what they do to y'all. But y'all want to sit up here and fight amongst each other and do all these things and let these people come in your land and rape you.
Ah, the countries in Africa that cannot fix themselves. See, that's quite interesting that you would hear Eric Prince say those things, because, and y'all do know that his sister is Betsy DeVos, who served as the education secretary under Donald Trump. This shows that she's an idiot and her brother's an idiot, because they don't know anything about American history. In fact, I'm going to use one particular country y'all heard me just mention, the Congo. There's a book, great conversation. Go to the Black Table discussion with Dr. Greg Carr on the Black Star Network. And he had a phenomenal conversation with Stuart Reed. Stuart Reed is the author of this book. This book is called The Lumumba Plot, The Secret History of a CIA and a Cold War Assassination. Stuart Reed details in this book that Lumumba came to the United States and during one of his visits after he became prime minister. And in a particular meeting, President Dwight Eisenhower gave the order to assassinate Lumumba, to take him out. It is documented by some that this was the first time in American history where a president gave a direct order to take out a foreign leader. I don't believe that's the case, though. So here they are. They get their independence from Belgium. 2 months in, the CIA and others work to kill Lumumba. Here you murder, you align with his opponents, you kill him, the country goes into chaos, leads to Mobutu becoming a dictator. Let me say it again. We helped put a dictator in office, and that country is still trying to gain its footing since it got its independence. What would the Congo look like today had the United States not aligned with others to take out Patrice Lumumba in the Congo? Let's go on to some other countries. Folks in the control room, pull up a book called Overthrow. Folks, the author is Stephen Kinzer. And I'll see if I can pull it up myself. Stephen Kinzer, longtime New York Times writer. He wrote a particular book that all of you need to read, and it's called Overthrow. The book details the 13 examples where the United States directly overthrew other governments. Oh, y'all don't hear me. 13 different times the United States actually overthrew other governments. Yeah. What I'm saying is absolutely correct. So here we are talking, here's Eric Prince talking about these other countries and how they now have all of these problems, and we must take these countries over in order to get them under control because these people can't govern themselves. Yet we, the United States, played a role in making this happen. This is the book right here, Overthrow: America's Century of Regime Change from Hawaii to Iraq. We can detail what took place in Libya. We can talk about what happened in Guatemala. Are y'all aware? Kinzer writes it in his book that the Panama Canal originally was not supposed to go through Panama. That was supposed to go through another country. But the United States told that country, in order for you to finance the canal, you have got to use American banks. The country said, we're good. We got a better deal with European banks. So the United States, aligned with the PR company, created this entire story that was a lie, that there was a particular volcano in this country that hadn't erupted in centuries, somehow could erupt, and that will destroy the canal. That's how it was built, in a canal. In fact, let me just go ahead and stay on Panama. Noriega was running drugs in Panama. Guess who payroll Noriega was on? The CIA's. Come on. Do y'all even know where the phrase banana republic comes from? The phrase banana republic comes from United States and other countries overthrowing governments because the plantation owners control the land. They control the country. So the phrase a banana republic comes from, again, the overthrow of governments. The overthrow of governments to aid economics. Let's not talk about Chile. Kinzer details that ITT, one of the first global companies, called the CIA and said, hey, we'll pay for y'all to overthrow Chile.
It's over. Prejudice bastards. Tell them, though. Prejudice bastards. Tell them, though. Now let's talk about freedom. The Negro says, I want my freedom now. And others say never. The voice of a responsible, educated, non-biased person says, togetherness. There is no other way. Until justice is blind to color. Until education is unaware of race. until opportunity is unconcerned with the color of a man's skin. Emancipation will always be a proclamation, but not a fact. You see, prejudice squints when it looks, and lies when it talks. Damn fool, tell him no 86. Prejudice bastards. Prejudice bastards. Prejudice bastards. Tell them dope. Prejudice bastards. Prejudice bastards. Prejudice bastards. Tell them dope. Prejudice bastards. Prejudice bastards. Prejudice bastards. Tell them dope.
Hey fam, what's up? This is Fades. I want to thank all y'all for coming in and listening to me. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. And thank you. You can reach me at Fades380, or you can come and join me at anchor.fm/Fades5. That's where you can join my little rendezvous in the thought or process as we ride down the road to the world of destruction. Come in and join me. If you got a comment, you can post it at the bottom. You got a voice that you want to be heard, just send it to my Instagram, Fades380. Everybody do their part, and the world can be a better place. I ain't here for no drama. I ain't here for no problems. I ain't here for no static. I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn. And I'm here to learn.